You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls His people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
And it has begun, and I proclaim it so. I'm David Francoeur. I'm your host and the producer of the program, and our two co-hosts are not here. They both have something of a great import they have to be doing and couldn't be here this morning, but so I'm going to have to do their job. And so Ed would say, it's a beautiful day in Palm City, and we would all agree. Yes. And then Ann would say, today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And Amen. We're going to do that as well. This morning, a little preamble before I introduce our guests today is they've been on the air with us several times. Always been a great program. And it's just God has got heavy-duty work going on in Stevie and Peggy Suglia's life. And so it's with great joy that I welcome you to the program again today. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you again for having us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. I want to remind the listeners, some of you are saying, who's that? You know, because you tune in when you can, and maybe you've missed the ones that where Steve and Peggy were here. And Steve's going to start by the original work of God, the miracle in his life that got him, to live again. You know, he was pretty close to the death.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be sharing that story in the book that emerged out of that. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And then the other books. I want you to really be open your heart today, both to understand what God is doing in Stevie's life and Peggy's life, because Peggy and Stevie have been together. You were married in 2017, if I read that correctly.
Yes.
So a new life for both of you and a great relationship that God's blessing every day.
Thank you.
And to listen to what God is doing in Stevie's life, how God is doing it, that's also important. And because along the way, you know, this program's vision is not just to present people in ministry to you and what they're doing, but to inspire you to be maybe a little more open to the Lord in your prayer. And if you haven't yet perceived God's call on your life, to let this be a stimulus to do just that. So with that, again, welcome. And Stevie, let's go ahead and start with what happened to you. Tell us the story of your horrible health and how God fixed you.
Yeah, it happened in 2024, September 11th of all dates.
My,
remember that
day to remember, yeah.
Yeah, it's a day to remember. To try and make a long story short, I put the groceries down on the counter, and then I got dizzy, and I ended up on the couch. Peggy was looking for me, took my pressure. We called 911. I was sent to the hospital. Mm. The initial diagnosis was dehydration. And then it turned out to be I was rushed to Martin North, Cleveland Clinic, Martin North, and the surgeon there said I had to dissect the aorta.
Mm, that's pretty serious.
Yeah, and he said if you don't have the surgery done now, there's a 80% chance you won't make it till the weekend. So it was like,
wow, yeah.
Get it done. But, he had said, I had told him after a long story with my brother and few other people. I said, let's get it done. He said, Mr. Suglia, don't worry. God's got this. And I never heard a medical personnel talk about God or Jesus in any shape or form. And from then, I knew I was okay. But, with my wife there and my daughter, I mean, who knows what they would think and that I may not make it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then 12 hours later, after the surgery, I had to go back in. I had a clot on my heart.
Oh, boy.
They had to get that taken care of. And I was in an induced coma and all. And throughout all this, I saw Jesus. He was there during surgery.
Mm.
And after surgery, he put his hand on my heart and says, "You're healed. Just rest. Be patient," and all that. You know, then my pastor, Pastor Todd, had said I was going to be a miracle. He prayed with Peggy. We saw a vision of Jesus there with him and a couple of other good friends, my friend Rory, my friend Tom, my best friend Tom, I should say, several other people. It was this young girl, Emily, who saw Jesus in a vision that said that Jesus came to the hospital room and said I was going to be a miracle, right? In fact, she told Peggy that. That really touched me, that a young kid, 19, 20 years old, would have this vision. So
and be willing to share it.
And be willing to share
it.
And be willing to have me put it in the book. You know, so after I got home, you know, I rehabbed and all that, but I was on the mend, and I was didn't take any painkillers at all.
Wow.
Nothing. Maybe a few Tylenol.
That's
it.
Yeah, that was it.
I knew I was healed because Jesus said I was healed.
Amen.
And I knew. And got back to church service maybe November 3rd. That was about 2.5 months later. And I was there worshiping as if nothing happened. So
wow. You know, one of the things, there's several layers of information that we can gain from your story.
Right.
But I think the first one that many people need to hear is that God does heal today.
Yes.
There are miracles today.
Yep.
There are whole bodies of people out there that don't believe that.
That's right.
Right.
Some will even say when the last apostle died of the original 12, that was it.
That was it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know where they get that, why they can believe that, because the evidence, the contrary evidence to that is all over.
Yeah.
And it's throughout the history of the church. But particularly today, because, you know, we have to be paying attention to the people who are alive today.
Yes.
And it's into this body that your testimony is going.
Right, right.
And that's the first thing. But then, I mean, again, several layers, but the next thing is that, and I've talked to many people that had miraculous healing.
Mm-hmm.
I've had them, you know. And I know for myself, God never said, okay, now sit down and write a book about it. But he did that to you.
Yes, he did that to
you. When did you begin to hear that God wanted you to write a book about this?
Back in when I was in the hospital, after the surgeries, it was like a week later, my best friend Tom and his wife Sherry came to see us. And Tom had asked me, "Are you keeping a journal on this?" And I said, "No, why?" He says, "You never know."
Well, good
you
advice.
Never know,
yeah.
You never know if you're going to have to give a testimony at church or if you're going to have to share your healing with somebody in the hospital or talk to somebody at church or in the neighborhood or whatever. He says, "You should keep a journal. You never know where it could
Amen.
Be.
Amen.
And that's how the book came about. But also, after Tom had told me that, I had asked Jesus, now that you gave, I was alone listening to my church service online on my phone, and I asked him, now that you gave me the second chance, you know, how would you like me to continue spreading your word? And he said, books.
Books. Plural.
Books, right.
and you've done that.
I've done that, but I had originally thought he meant read the whole Bible from beginning to end again.
Okay.
I thought that's where he was headed. But no.
That'd be a logical move.
But no, it started out with writing my first book, Stevie's Heart. And that came about, I think,
within
a month or two, I started.
Yeah, I couldn't believe
journal.
How the Lord downloaded everything to him.
Sounds like that. So this, and that's kind of how it came to you, was in what you call a Holy Spirit download.
Yes.
And then you wrote. Now, have you ever done that? Have you ever written books before?
No. I've written a couple of poems that I shared at church.
Sure.
But nothing that would amount to this, no.
But the Lord gave it to you.
Yes.
And as you received it, then you began to write in your journal. And the book emerged out of the journal, really.
Right. Correct.
Wow.
The book emerged out of the journal. In fact, it went to publishing at the end of June of 25.
So how long from the time you started journaling until the book actually got published?
Well, I started a journal about November of 24.
Okay.
Each day. Well, actually, before then, I was journaling, I would say in October of 24. And then I had sat down with my publisher, and he says, if you could just expand a little more.
Yeah,
you know, a couple of chapters is not going to do it. You got
absolutely.
So then every day I was writing and writing, and then I would say 6 or 7 months.
Okay.
And then I went to publishing in July of 25.
Wow. And that's the other layer of miracle here, is that the Lord inspired you. This was Holy Spirit power.
Correct.
Mediated to you.
Correct.
For this particular purpose. Of putting your testimony and the power of God's healing grace into a book form that everybody can read and get, you know, inspired by, get excited by. And that book is entitled Stevie's Heart. And this book and all the books you're going to hear about today are available from Amazon. You can also go on your website. There's a website,
stevie'sheart.com.
And all the other books you can order through that, right?
Right. All the other books can be ordered through
Amazon.
Amazon.
So you have a link on the website to Amazon.
Correct.
And that's, let me tell you, I will be honest and tell you, listener, that I am heavily invested in the quality and character of the work God has done through Stevie. And every book, we're going to talk about other books. But I just want to say, and I was telling Stevie before the program, I've got some books I got, and it didn't fulfill the promise that the author made or that whoever wrote the promotional stuff on it. And these, I'm not speaking now of novels. I'm speaking of the kind of stuff as a pastor and a Christian I like to read. You know, Edith brings the Word of God to clear the life and ministry of the church in clarity. But you'd never be dissatisfied with any of the books we're going to be talking about today. I really want to promote them because, number one, they do what they're promised to do, and you'll be totally blessed. And several of the books you can actually use in Bible studies.
Correct.
Especially the last one we're going to talk at near the end, because I'll go ahead and tell you, listener, if you want to get a free book from Stevie, we'll mail you. We have two of these books. It's his last, most recent book, entitled A Song for the Journey. Walking with Jesus through life's valleys and victories. And these are all about certain tunes that God put on your heart. And you dig, because you're also a DJ. We're going to talk about that too.
Okay.
I mean, again, listener, while we keep having Stevie and Peggy back, there's so many layers. We're never going to cover his entire giftedness in this century, probably, but we're going to do the best we can. But I do strongly, okay, if you want a copy of the book, you can call 772-221-1100. That's the radio station phone number, 772-221-1100. You can say, I want a copy of Stevie's book, A Song for the Journey. There's two of them, so only the first two callers. And the manager, who I've yet to advise, we're going to be giving the books away, might be a little surprised. but you just tell him it's the guy that's on the air, and what you'll need is your name. Your phone, your address, rather, not your phone number, but your mailing address, snail mail address.
Right.
And then we'll ship it free charge to you.
Right, because that book, Song for the Journey, is about worship songs and hymns that we grew up with.
Yeah.
It explains
what
they mean.
And most of us, still a lot of us in our age range.
Right,
you know, in Florida, listeners, believers. And even though, and I do listen, obviously I work here at the Christian radio station, I do listen to a lot of contemporary Christian. But I grew up with the old hymns.
Yes.
Many of them played on the organ.
Mm.
You know,
traditional.
That was back in the day. And so for those of us particularly in this age range, to have a kind of a journey, spiritual journey, not just back into those old hymns, but unpacking them in the spirit to get us deeper into the meaning of the music, which is, I know we'll talk about again, about your heart. Stevie's heart is also in the music. So, and God gave you a little more time to sing in the spirit. So anyway, back to Your first book.
Okay.
And so that's also, again, all available on Amazon. The book covers the prior to the heart issue, what built up to it,
right.
your hospital stay, the, right. what God was revealing to you even before you had the surgery.
That's right.
And then post-surgical, and then on into your recovery period.
Right.
So let me just say, especially in the recovery period, what did God show you about you that you didn't know before?
Patience.
Ah.
Patience.
Patience.
That was a big thing. I mean, a lot of times I was impatient. How come, as you know, I'm a DJ also.
Mm-hmm.
How come I'm not getting enough jobs? How come this? Mm-hmm. How come that?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'm rushing through things when I should be.
Okay.
When I should be patient.
Yeah.
But he did show me patience. And also in the book, I write patience with the capital P in reference to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt the patience in the room.
Yes.
Which was
peace.
Like, yeah. Take it slow. Take it slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to rush anymore.
That's a human thing, though, rushing,
right.
Isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it's an everyday thing now.
Pretty much in our world.
Yeah, today's society.
You don't rush, you die. I mean, that's what some people feel. And yet, I love how God does this. Because the healing of your heart was the beginning of a larger healing, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was a spiritual healing.
Spiritual healing made me not realize he was real, but to share to you guys, you listeners out there, my church congregation, and anybody that I meet, that he is real.
Amen.
You know, and he does heal. Miracles do happen today.
Absolutely.
And not just in the Bible. Miracles do happen today.
Yes.
And we know God's intentionality is behind all those miraculous moments. It's
correct.
And certainly for you, so you can tell your story. Now, the other thing, prior to all this, I mean, you were a believer.
Yes.
You weren't a cultural Christian.
No.
You know, you're a born-again believer. And this is other part of your testimony that I think is critical, Stevie, is that there are people listening today who have been misled by, you know, people that, Christian leaders, about the character of the Christian life. Meaning that when you come to Christ, you really got to have it all together, right? The rest is, you know, is just fluff, maybe. That when you come to Christ, you'd better expect that the Spirit of God has done everything possible to you right then. And there's really nothing left except, you know, sharing your story and all this. But in truth, what your life, as it's revealed in the book and as you're sharing it today, is the characteristic of a Christian life. Where someone comes to Christ, and then you begin a lifetime of development, a lifetime of change, a lifetime of growing in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so every step along the way, yes, there are miracles, and you need them.
Yes, we do.
You do. So some listeners to say, if heretofore you thought that you should have had it all together when you asked Jesus in your life, then the truth is, no, God is still working. You're still a work in progress.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I am.
And so, listener, are you kind of let go of that anxiety?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just because you got healed doesn't mean you've got to stop the walk.
Right.
You got to continue to walk.
Yeah, because
with me, knowing I got healed, my walk continued with Jesus that I'm sharing with everybody, that he is real. You do get healed. Miracles still happen. And you do get closer to him. And that's what happened with me.
Amen.
I got closer to him.
There's that intimacy that God calls us
correct.
To. Now, was that, let me ask you this, because this is, okay, I'm going to admit, this is an important spiritual soapbox for me. I get on this every now and then.
Okay.
Because God himself got on to me about intimacy some time ago.
Right.
Said, we're not close as I want us to be, Dave. So you got to focus on the intimacy I want to have with you. Open up to it, pray for it, be ready to receive it, and then live out your life in it. But it's a growing thing, isn't it? Was this intimacy something that was a surprise to you?
This current intimacy? Current
intimacy, yes. The depth of relationship with God?
Yes, it was. I mean, I knew before I was rushed to the hospital, you know, years prior, I prayed, I worshiped, read the word, shared it, you know, at times telling my wife to be patient.
Right.
And at the same time, she's telling me. But
Their job is, Stevie, their job is to do that.
Yeah, but after the surgeries, my relationship with Jesus grew.
Mm.
It grew to a higher level. And now I'm more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more in tune to listening to him, mm-hmm. to talk to me, mm-hmm. and what to share with people. You know, it's surreal. It's like I can't put it into words. Maybe one day I will write a book about
you will.
That.
That's the next book,
that's
maybe.
The next one, maybe. But, you know, if I could share with the listeners, he is real. Listen to him.
Yeah.
Don't wait for an emergency to reach out to him and walk the walk. Walk the walk now.
Amen. But if you're currently in an emergency, whatever you call an emergency, you're definitely, if you're a believer, you're reaching out to God and you're seeking.
Right.
And if you're not a believer, you may be even more intensely focused on seeking an answer that cannot be given to you from the world.
Right.
If it's a health emergency, you've got doctors, nurses, other people, or the true answers come from the one who made you.
Right.
God is the one. He's right there waiting for you to turn to him.
That's right.
You know? And that's, I'm gonna ask Peggy a question, but I'm gonna get back to the rest of the books. But so here's a guy, Peggy. You married him, your wedding in 2017, and began your life together. And then, like five years later or more? It was almost six.
It's almost 7 years.
Almost 7 years. This big thing happened, and you probably yourself went through a lot of emotional whipsawing back and forth. Because when you love somebody and they're going through what could be his death, and I'm sure you were, but what was going on in your life at that time? And what were you seeing God doing in not just in Stevie, but in you?
Well, I felt that God gave me peace.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was upset and, you know, like I had to stay strong. So I didn't want to fall apart in front of him.
Right.
So, you know, that evening when he was in the being operated on, I did cry out to the Lord and said, Lord, let him live, you know, because I didn't want to lose him yet.
Amen.
Yeah. So I got closer also because of that. And God does answer prayers.
Amen.
Yeah, he does.
And in the aftermath of the healing, you know, that where things began to move in the direction of writing the book and Stevie began to really focus on his testimony. And what was going on with you, though, Peggy, in your heart as you journeyed with Stevie?
Well, like I said, I've had the peace, and I just was so amazed that the Lord was downloading all this into him, because he was writing them so fast. And I said, it has to be the Lord doing it, you know, because
Holy Spirit.
Who could write a book that quickly?
But was he using you as a sounding board too as he wrote his journal?
He would ask me questions and things like that, and I just said, well, why don't you just pray and ask the Lord if this is what he wants you to do, what to put in the book. And you know, and then I also proofread it.
Good. Yes.
Yes, I did proofread it.
Writers need proofreaders.
Oh yeah. Oh yes.
I've seen
before
some
he
stuff.
Sent it to his,
and your
publisher.
Wife is a stern critic.
Yes. Yes, as she should be. Right. But it's loving.
Yes, it is.
Criticism.
Yes, it is. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, I think, you know, we talk in Christian marriage about being evenly yoked.
Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of Christian marriages start that way. But I know yours did. You were both fairly mature in your walk when you got married. So,
yes.
You know, you're both discerning in the spirit as the God led you to be together. And I know his hand is in that. But because of being equally yoked in the spirit, you were able, both of you were able to listen to each other, not just with your ears, your physical ears, but your spiritual ears as well. And so and I guess the point I'm trying to make is that believers do not do God's work in a vacuum or alone.
Right.
As somebody said, there's no Lone Ranger Christians out there. And so in a marriage especially is how God worked in both of your hearts to produce this book. It's a work of the Spirit, but it's also a tremendous work of the two of you together. Right. Yeah, it was your story. You were doing the writing. But Peggy was there to listen, to offer correction.
Correct.
And encouragement. Those are very important things.
Right, the questions that I had, I mean, I asked her, I said, besides Pastor Todd and a few friends coming to see me in the hospital, who else?
Yeah.
And she said, you had to see the morning after surgery, she tried to get some rest, and her phone was ringing.
I'll bet.
Buzzing off the hook. It was people texting or calling, leaving voice messages, how's he doing? And she was keeping them updated. And I asked her, I mean, some names are in the book. I says, how did this one, he told me this, or your brother told me this. And all that ended up in the book. If it wasn't for her, the book would have been much smaller.
Exactly right. Or it may have languished.
Or it may have languished.
Lying in your computer, still be stuck in a hard drive somewhere. Yeah. And so that's a great blessing. And, you know, these are messages that we need to get as we hear from other Christians,
right.
You know, their life's journey is a teaching.
Right.
So I'm hoping, listener, you're picking up on this. I want to move out now because that book let's do this. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
Break coming up. It's about 2 minutes, folks. So get enough time to zip in the kitchen for, you know, a Coke and a bowl of popcorn or whatever. Come back and listen to the rest of the program. But and also encourage you, if you have a question for Stevie or a comment, and especially if you've read one of his books and you want to offer a supportive comment, you can also call 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And we'll put you on the air.
Sure.
And you can make your comment or ask your question. But let's take that little break right now.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. Welcome back. That was a brief break, but we're back now with Stevie and Peggy Suglia, and Stevie's been talking about the book that got all this started, Stevie's Heart, the testimony of God's healing his heart, and how it came to that point, what happened afterwards, and how his life changed. And, you know, as we've been hinting at, as one of this miracle that continues is the writing of more books. And so with Stevie, I was going to ask you to talk about the next book that was written after Stevie's Heart. Just kind of give us a thumbnail sketch of the books that you've written, why, and what the reader can find in them.
Okay. Well, there were two books that came out after Stevie's Heart. two poetry books, mm-hmm. Where Love Dwells and Christmas Blessings, which I shared with. And I think Christmas Blessings touched your heart.
There was one in there that really did.
Christmas Miles, I think it was.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it really.
You and I had shared that our family, even though we're close together by phone or whatever, we're separated by miles.
Yes.
And it let us, you know, that they're still with us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is, I would say, too, the listener Stevie talks about music is a big thing for Stevie. It's a part of his it's a major part of his ministry.
Music
as a DJ.
Yeah, music has always been a big part. I've been doing this DJ thing for over 32 years. It's what started out with lugging records and albums around. Now everything's on. You bring your
digital.
Computer, boom.
Yeah.
Digital. But music has always been a big part of my life, and that's where Jesus speaks to me, too.
Amen. As he does to many people, music is a place that gets right into your heart
right away.
Yeah. And that's where music, for you and I really, it's important. And I've had the privilege of having these books to look over and read and review. And, you know, when we think of music, now it depends on how you're related to music.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, it's just entertainment.
Right.
Even the Christian folk with Christian music,
mm-hmm.
you know, or maybe a verse or two will stimulate. And I'm not covered to criticizing there, but music, like any art form, there's several layers. You know, the top layer is mm-hmm. I'm going to listen and I'm going to be entertained and feel good. But then deeper into it, it's a spiritual, the spiritual revelation
right.
in music. And poetry, too, because what are lyrics but poetry? So mm-hmm. I really want to say, I'm setting you up, Stevie, because I want, as you share, I want the listener to know that these books come out of a deep place in Stevie's spirit. And again, God is using this part of his ministry, his giftings, to bless you, the reader. And I'm strongly going to encourage you look into getting these books. From Amazon, that's where we're going to give you the titles again. So the title of the next two was Christmas Blessings
right.
and a Song in My Heart.
Right, and right. a Song or in
no,
My Heart.
Or no, and Where Love Dwells.
Where Love Dwells.
Yeah.
Those were the two that followed Stevie's heart.
So let me just go back to, of the two,
okay.
what was the first one you wrote after Stevie's heart?
Where Love Dwells.
Where Love Dwells. So what was going on? What was God telling you in your spirit about writing that book?
I never thought I would be a poet, but the Lord had said, you know, you're into music. I gave you the gift of music. Maybe not writing music, but poetry is a form of worship. That's what I
yes,
was told.
Yes, amen. It is. It is.
Right. And a lot of artists from the past, even today, use poetry
mm-hmm.
in writing their songs.
I mean, they do.
Not just the Christian artists, but some of the secular ones, too.
Oh, sure.
They use it all the time. What started out with this one, Where Love Dwells, I wrote about the first one there, my relationship with you. It's about me and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, the poem just took off. Next one was about my best friend who passed away years ago, Tom,
mm-hmm.
Say a Prayer, and it just went on and on. And I think I wrote a poem in here about WCNO as well.
Cool.
There it is, Christian Radio, WCNO.
Wow.
Simple poetry. It's not 10 pages each. I mean, it's a simple read, but it makes the reader think.
It gets you to open your heart.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good poetry. Doesn't have to be long.
Right.
In fact, most of it really isn't lengthy.
Right.
Although,
most some of are.
Us, most of us, if we had a secular education, especially back in the day,
uh-huh.
would remember having to read and even memorize, Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner?
Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
You know, with all that old English?
Yep.
And Chaucer's, the part of Chaucer's Tales. Even thinking about that.
and there was memorize no, that for your exams.
No true godly yeah. content
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
But... when poetry can awaken your heart, to a truth.
Right.
That's when it has its power, when God's power is working in you. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, listener, and I've read, and it's certainly more than something I'm going to read again and again, is go back to the poetry in that book, Where Love Dwells. Think about the title for a minute. And by the way, you know, this is, I am so excited about what God is doing in through Stevie. We're not getting any money for this. I want you to, it's not a pay for play thing here.
Mm-hmm. No.
I am really excited about it. I want you to hear that excitement, maybe be piqued in your, get one of the books and read them. And I would also say, you know, that Stevie is not looking to vie with Elon Musk for to be the world's wealthiest man.
No.
By putting any of this out. Yes, no. there's a compensation factor when you buy the book, but it's more him doing what God's called him to do.
Correct. It's what God wants me to do. Share his word. In my two poetry books, it's not just writing a poem, mm-hmm. it's me telling a story too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if you're listening out there, if you get the poetry books, you read it, it's like I'm talking to you and I'm also asking you questions about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do buy the books, I would like you to review it and share what you thought about it.
Yeah. Now, is there a website, speaking of sharing, is there a website people can go to kind of offer you their response to your work?
Sure. They can go on steviesheart.com or amazon.com.
Okay. But, I mean, as far as if they want to leave you a comment.
They want to leave me a comment? Amazon.com.
Oh, that's right. You can do that about the author's work.
Correct.
And I think that's... Now, another question I have, not to derail you, but you know,
that's
but,
right.
But have you been invited to speak about your book, especially Stevie's Heart, in local churches or local Christian groups or Bible studies? Some of these books are great for Bible study.
Believe it or not, not yet.
Not yet. Would you be open to that?
I would be open to that. So okay. Is any pastors out there or anybody that has Bible study or would like me to speak, I would.
I think the testimony is powerful. How would they reach you? Do you have an email that you can give out?
Yes, I do have an email. It's DJ, the letters DJ, steviewonder@protonmail.com.
Okay. I'm writing it down here. I probably have it somewhere, but
again, it's DJ, the letters DJ, mm-hmm. steviewonder@protonmail.com. protonmail.com.
And I would encourage you to think about, if you're a pastor especially and you bring in outside folk to talk about, you know, share their testimonies, it'd be a great testimony to share. And then Stevie can bring some of his books if
Correct.
You allow for a little book table. And you know, then the listeners or your people there can also grab some really good stuff, good content. I want to get back to the books, but I don't want to miss the opportunity to share about the CBN interview. Okay. Christian Broadcasting Network has discovered, God has led them to discover Stevie and his and his testimony. Tell us how that came about.
That was interesting. After the book came out, Stevie's Heart, that was July 31st, 2025. And then at the time, Ann, your co-host, I told her about the book, and that's when she booked me to come on your show to talk about it. And I said to myself, I said, Lord, this is an opportunity. Thank you for giving it to me, but I'd like to touch a few hearts. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Not just your listeners, not just the listeners here at WCNO, but a few hearts. Okay.
Amen.
So he gave me the word to write letters, cover letters, and send the book to a few Christian stations out there.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, CBN was the only one to reply on a positive note.
Well, that's cool. But they have tremendous coverage.
Yeah, they do. A couple of others said, no, we're not going to do this, or thank you anyway.
Mm.
But so I kind of shoved it aside saying, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and again, the word patience came in.
Yeah.
I had to be patient. It was the beginning of December, so I was just on your show to talk about the two poetry books. It was December, the first Monday in December of 25. Then on the way back, we get a phone call from the 700 Club.
Wow.
Saying, we'd like to talk to you more. You know, she was leaving a message, and Peggy said, call her back. She's on the phone. Call her back. So I called her back, and they said they want to have a phone interview about the book, Stevie's Heart. Okay. So we set up that phone interview, and she says, I'm going to use you for two lead stories. One for their partner profile, which came out beginning of May. And the other one would be used as my miraculous story, my miraculous healing story, which would be aired sometime in June this year.
So it's about to be aired.
It's about to be aired. We don't have an air date yet, but we will have one soon.
Okay.
But the partner profile came out a few weeks ago. And I think you have a copy.
I have a copy of the text.
Right.
From the, but there's also a short video that goes along with the article.
Correct.
So how can people access that right now? On the CBN website?
CBN website, my name is listed.
So under Stevie Sugalia, S-U-G-L-I-A.
Correct.
And then it will lead you right to that article with a little brief video of you and Peggy and your story.
Correct.
Yes.
And then at some point they'll, are they going to air the interview? And that was a phone interview, so it was just audio.
Yes.
But will they also, and sometimes
well, well, the phone interviews, there were several phone interviews that went in a process.
Okay.
And then we get a call from the director, the senior director and producer of their show, that they wanted to bring a crew out to our house to film us.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And so we're like, huh? Now it's getting surreal here. It's like, oh, my gosh, here we are, little Stevie, you know, who just wanted to touch a couple of hearts with this book. Now about to go on a global stage. It's like, you know, like my pastor said, you don't understand, Stevie. A couple of hearts to God is...
It's a big deal.
It's everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they came to the house. They filmed us. Took 2 days. That interview took about 6 hours footage. Into about 3 minutes segment.
Yeah, I know how they do that. Yeah, a lot of editing goes on.
And a lot of editing must have gone into my miraculous story, too, because that was about 8 hours of footage.
But they have it in the background.
They
have it in archives.
Yeah, they do.
So
this is the title of that article.
The title of the CBN article is Spreading Joy Through Music and Generosity. The author is Ed Heath. You can get it. Now, is this on the CBN?
It's on the CBN.
CBN website?
Yes.
And I have the CBN news app, so it's probably on there, too.
Pull it up there, too.
Pull it up there, too. And that's a great article.
This is what I call part one. Part two will be coming out in June about my heart.
Okay, and the whole story of your healing. And I just, listen, if you've been tracking along with us, you got to know, Stevie doesn't have an ego in this, you know.
No.
I mean, he's been really humble all the way through, and that's really the kind of people that I'm drawn to. And when they have a story to share, because he's not tooting his horn, he's tooting God's horn.
Correct.
And that's why, again, all the books that you've written, Stevie, you're tooting God's horn.
Right.
And no pun intended, but the music side of that too. It's all, you know, a shofar. It's the sound of the trumpet of God, the truth of God. It's just a tremendous blessing that God is imparting through you. And I have to thank this. I've done this before, but just thank you for listening to God and doing what he said.
It's
critical.
Being obedient.
Yeah. And the fruit of that, see, this is the fruit of that. It's a blessing that continues. It flows out as God. The living water of Jesus Christ that continues to flow out from the heart, willing heart of service.
Right.
And we're blessed to have know many people like that, but you're one of them. And
thank you.
And, you know, to Well, listen, let me get back to the books here.
Okay.
Because I can see what I'm doing, and I'm excited, but I've got...
Don't give him a big head.
Right, he won't. That wouldn't happen. You know, that wouldn't happen. Because what's going to happen is his heart's going to swell before his head. And so more of it's going to come out of his heart. But those other books we talked about, now the Christmas Blessings book, and that came out with Where Love Dwells. But talk just for a moment about Christmas Blessings, because that's a very unique book.
Yes.
And its content.
Christmas has always been my favorite holiday.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a holiday. It's a season to me. It's every day in my heart. Mm. I mean, there are times that I'll jump up and down and tell Peggy, oh, I got to get this for Christmas. And that. And it's every day of the year. But it's not just buying something. It's celebrating his birth. But I'm a kid at heart. And what came about with Christmas Blessings was, I'm a kid at heart. I'm God's kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And that's what this is about. Again, it's a simple read.
These are poems.
Like, some of the poems made me cry.
Mom's Christmas Angel. I believe there's one in here about our dog who passed last year. Friends, family, a newborn for Christmas. Even my pastor. Couple of others here. Christmas Eve at Revive Church where I go. Those who struggle at Christmas, that touched me too. Because at one point in our lives, we always struggle. We always have struggles.
Always. It's a constant if you live on planet Earth.
Right. And the theme of all these books is based on Jesus always being there.
Amen. Well, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Thank you, right.
And he meant that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's more so people who claim to be believers that, you know, finally will admit that Jesus never lies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, we've all been in tough situations.
Yeah.
Yes.
May not be tough. It just may be somewhat painful. It may be whatever emotions are working within us, and it tugs. And sometimes those emotions are strong enough that it squelches our memory of God's promises.
Right.
Listener, maybe you're listening right now in a place like that, you know, where you're struggling because you've forgotten. Yep. God, Jesus promised never to leave you nor forsake you, and yet you're in a place and maybe the devil is saying, oh, he forgot about you. No,
yeah.
God never does that.
No.
Devil loves to make us think. Though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I've some of the poems in that, because Christmas is a favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Well, every major season is, but Christmas has some profound memories for me that are really powerful. And those memories were kind of reignited again as I read through the book, which, again, of course...
Yeah, I know. It touched you.
Yeah, it did. And it really, in several ways at once,
right.
Which is kind of how poetry is supposed to work. You know, it's not just on one level.
Correct.
But I'd say... and particularly, again, the way that God gave you the gift of writing, Stevie, is that you do write from the heart and you never depart from that.
Thank you.
You know, I think that's important, and that is gifting. I think it's another miraculous manifestation of God's love and will for you.
Mm.
And the blessing then is that when someone picks up that and begins leafing through it, it won't be long before they'll stop and they'll be riveted to a work that's going to actually, I think, bring peace and healing.
Of course.
You know, as well as reviving great memories.
Well, that was my prayer when I wrote these books, that it touches somebody's heart.
Now I'm going to move on because we have to make sure there's two more books we haven't talked about that are unique in their own way. And again, music is a gift. It's a place God called you, right? And the song in my heart is the next to last book you've written.
Correct.
And so talk about A Song in My Heart. What makes that different from the other books?
This is different. In a case of, it's this title, A Song in My Heart, When Jesus Speaks Through Music. you know, my wife knows, many of my friends know too, Jesus speaks to me through music.
Mm-hmm.
And this is based on a radio program that I had worked on with my best friend at the time,
mm-hmm.
called Religion and Rock. We talked about songs, secular songs, and what they mean. What Jesus wrote to me.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them, I think we touched base when we were here, Dust in the Wind.
Yeah.
That was one. I mean, it's not, you know, people listen to that and say, oh, yeah, that's... But listeners, you know, there's something behind every song.
Even secular stuff.
Even secular song. Like, here's one. Chapter 11 in the book, You're the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. I think that's Gladys Knight. You know, I wrote, when I look back over my life, through ups and downs, there is one constant, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And every song in this book has a reference of Jesus in it, because he, since my surgeries, he's been more special to me than before.
Oh, amen, amen.
So, and I made that promise, any book or poem or program that I'm on, I will mention him. Here's another one that we grew up with, We Are the World.
Yeah, I remember that.
When they wrote that song about Africa.
Mm-hmm.
John 13:34 comes in there. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. These songs have more than just, like I said, with the songwriters, what their meaning was. But to me, is a deeper meaning. And that's what this book is about.
In some ways, that book is a primer for believers who... some of us list as some secular music, mm-hmm. that we listen
right.
to, and yet the writers of the secular music weren't necessarily thinking of biblical themes.
Yeah,
they weren't thinking of God themes, but
correct
because this is gives us a kind of a tool,
mm-hmm.
To begin to open up spiritually
right. yeah.
to that those secular themes.
Quickly, some of the songs in this book, A Song in My Heart, Stairway to Heaven, Dust in the Wind, Celebration by Kool and the Gang,
mm. mm-hmm.
Seasons in the Sun, I Made It Through the Rain,
mm-hmm.
and the last one in here that I wrote is My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, I've heard that several times, often in elevators, you know, wherever I happen to be. But I have to tell you that some of those secular songs really, they don't grab me in a good way, but they,
right.
they make me, like when I listen to My Way,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen him sing it, you know,
yeah.
in video, I have a real negative response to that, because
okay.
I, as a Christian, I'm thinking, man, if that's how you lived your life and you died with that philosophy,
right.
then I know I'm not going to see you in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably yeah. not going to see you in the kingdom of God.
That's right.
But so for those that have that song is such an iconic song, even if you don't believe it, but there it is. And so you provide a bridge.
Yes.
A spiritual bridge to the Word of God and to the meaning of God's way.
That's right.
What's really important is not my way, it's God's way.
Right. As I end the chapter on my way, I ask the reader a question. When you look back on your life's journey, where do you see God's presence guiding your way?
Amen.
So it's not just...
Now, last but not least, and our time is almost up, the most recent published book, A Song for the Journey. And again, we're doing it with music, but this now is not secular.
No.
This is Christian music.
Christian music, correct.
So tell us... in a few minutes,
you know, what
was behind the writing of this book and what should the reader expect when they get it?
I'll see if I can do it briefly.
And let me remind you, listener, now, there's two of these books he's just going to talk about now. They're available free to you, to the first two callers. 772-221-1100 is the number. And it may be you have not able to call right now and you're going to miss the end of the program, but we'll take the first two callers throughout the day if you're able only able to call later. 772-221-1100 is the number. Title is A Song for the Journey by Stevie Suglia. And there's two of them we're going to have here in the station.
Right. This book came out part of a series. The first one was A Song of My Heart, which is about classic songs that we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is Song for the Journey, which is about Christian songs and hymns,
mm-hmm.
old hymns that we also grew up with. Worship songs are more the melodies that we sing on Sundays. They're more deep in our heart.
Amen. Yes.
You shouldn't just sing them on Sundays. You should sing them all the time.
All the time, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
A couple of them here that I talk about.
And most you'll never hear in an elevator.
No, yeah. No.
Just throw that in.
No. A couple of them I know I grew up with as a teenager. I Am the Bread of Life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He who comes to me shall not hunger.
Yeah.
I talk about that in here. This worship carries a sense of intimacy. I Am the Bread of Life invites us to slow down and receive. Again, patience. Slow down.
Yeah, yeah.
In everything.
It's an important message. We need to get it several times a day sometimes.
You know, and this, a newer one out here, Father's House,
mm-hmm.
Where we live in a world where people need to visually see a building, a church building,
mm-hmm.
but they don't realize the church is us.
Yes.
It's us. Do we invite the Father in? And
the temple of the Holy Spirit.
In this book. Yeah.
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 That's the house God built.
That's right.
Yeah, for him.
And what came from that and what I was told by Jesus was your heart is the Father's house. Now, mm-hmm. are you willing to go out and share your house with Dave's house?
Yeah, yeah, they're you know? Right.
So that's part of where that came in. So it's about almost 60 chapters here that I talk about. And don't fret, there's more on the way. I got two other song books. And
that's why I know we're going to have you back, Stevie.
And another one, Stevie's Heart Part 2, will be coming out.
Yeah, I was glad you brought that up as people... So anyway, we only have like a couple of minutes tonight.
Okay.
So again, I want to remind you, listeners, we got two of these books, A Song for the Journey that Stevie wrote, given to the station to give away to the first two callers. The 772-221-1100 is the number to call, and I hope that you will avail yourself of that, and we'll mail it to you free of charge, and you will enjoy it. Believe me, I was, just as I was flipping through one of my favorite songs is Glorious Day, chapter mm-hmm. chapter 5. And I have a dear brother that died suddenly last March. Mm. And he and I did a program together called Glorious Day. And because that was his favorite song and it became mine as well. Yeah. And so in reading that, I'm just reminded of him. So that was a precious memory.
But you see how the Lord works.
It's how it works. It's great. Really awesome.
It is.
Stevie and Peggy, thank you for being here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're
but
welcome.
Prior to that, thank you for saying yes to God. And that yes, of course, resonates down through the rest of your life and all the things that he's having you do in his name. Tremendous blessings. All of these books, again, on Amazon available. Stevie Suglia, S-U-G-L-I-A.
And a quick,
S-U-G-L-I-A is the author.
And a
on
quick
Amazon.
Plug.
Yeah,
and a
go
quick
ahead.
Plug. A song in my heart and Stevie's heart can be, you can go in Jensen Beach, Barnes & Noble and buy them.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Great. Well, thanks for being with us.
Thank
listener.
You.
Thanks for
Thank
listening.
You.
We'll be back next week.
God bless.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front lines.